The Bush administration says it doesn't know how long large numbers of U.S. troops will have to remain in Iraq. That, according to the Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz. He made those comments today to the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, where he's testifying along with the Deputy Secretary of State Richard Armitage. They're fielding questions from senators. NPR's Andrea Seabrook is watching the hearing. Andrea, simple street-level security in Iraq is still a problem. What are the lawmakers asking Mr. Wolfowitz and Mr. Armitage, and how are they responding?
Well, there are a lot of questions this morning. It's interestingly bipartisan, or maybe I should say nonpartisan, the concern for the fact that the situation in Iraq is somewhat worse than it has been anyway. There are a lot of questions about the perceived support by Iraqi people for the insurgents and the lack thereof for the occupation and the U.S. troops. And some of the lawmakers made it clear that they believe the situation is in part the fault of the United States for not having clear plans for the post-conflict strategy in Iraq. Listen, for example, to these comments from Wisconsin Democrat Russ Feingold.
Lately, concerns about WMD in Iraq have fallen out of favor in the administration's remarks about Iraq because at least as far as we could tell, we've not found what was advertised. But yesterday, as you know, we learned that an artillery round containing sarin gas was employed as an IED near Baghdad International Airport. I'm wondering what this means to you in terms of what we did and what plans we had for securing any weapons of mass destruction as we entered Iraq and entered Baghdad.
To this, Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz reiterated that there were plans that he would provide the senators plans, the plans that they had for the post-conflict phase in Iraq. But he also said that there is almost nothing that you can do in a war zone to really be sure of any plan or strategy you have, that it's going to work or that it makes any sense. And so sort of that's where that stands.
Andrea, is there any talk about the June 30th deadline being maybe flexible? Maybe they're going to delay the handover of sovereignty?
Well, actually, at this point, most are saying that it's more important than ever to stick to the date, especially since recent polls conducted by the Coalition Provisional Authority in Iraq suggest that the overwhelming majority of Iraqis say they are unhappy with the U.S. occupation. There's some, you know, if you dig deeper into those numbers, it there are some places where people feel that they need the U.S. troops to stay. But there have been questions this morning about also who will be leading the Iraqi government, whether Iraqis themselves will recognize any of their leaders after the transition, and whether it is a legitimate handover of sovereignty or whether the new U.S. ambassador, Negroponte, who will be installed in the new U.S. embassy, will be a sort of super ambassador pulling the strings of what's going on in country.
Last week, the Bush administration asked for tens of billions of dollars, new dollars, for the war and reconstruction of Iraq. Any discussion of that today in the hearing?
There was some. There was some question of what that money would be used for. It is specifically going to be used for the troops and not reconstruction, though Wolfowitz said today that it would basically just get them through to February when they plan to ask for another supplemental to fund the war. It is unclear at this point whether there would be more money for reconstruction coming out of the United States. And there were several questions by lawmakers also about what happened to this idea that the oil revenues from Iraq itself would pay for the reconstruction costs and in fact, some of the war. And here's how Wolfowitz responded to that.
I introduced those comments by emphasizing that no one can predict what the cost of reconstruction in Iraq will be. At that moment, we fully anticipate, and anticipate is too strong a word, we were very fearful that, among other things, the oil fields of Iraq might be completely destroyed. So the bill could have been much, much greater even than it's turned out to be, and that caveat is frequently omitted. Let me note that in the last year alone, Iraq has contributed some $21 billion in Iraqi assets to the running of the country and to the reconstruction of the country. Oil revenues are currently above target, partly because the production has come back faster, also because of higher oil prices.
That was Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz responding to questions from lawmakers on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee today.
NPR's Andrea Seabrook from Capitol Hill. Andrea, thank you.
You're welcome.